AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's 2025 in Mumbai. Countries in the South Pacific Ocean are the first to ring in the new year, with midnight in New Zealand striking 18 hours before the ball drop in Times Square in New York. In South Korea, celebrations were cut back or canceled during a period of national mourning following the plane crash Sunday that killed 179 people. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin lost his bid to throw out plea deals for the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks and two other defendants. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The deals announced late last summer would have the three men plead guilty in exchange for being spared possible execution. Supporters of the agreement saw them as a way to resolve the troubled case against the men at Guantanamo Bay, where pretrial hearings have been underway for more than a decade. But Austin quickly said he was nullifying the deals, arguing he should have the authority to decide on any such arrangements. The White House said it was his call.
This was something for the secretary to make, and he made it.
But defense lawyers said Austin did not have the legal authority to make it, and a military appeals court has now ruled against his effort, putting the agreements back on track. Austin could still take his bid to a federal appeals court. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. imposed sanctions on two groups linked to Iranian and Russian efforts to target American voters with disinformation ahead of this year's election. U.S. intelligence accused both governments of spreading disinformation, including fake videos, news stories, and social media posts designed to manipulate voters and undermine trust in the elections. Police in London say someone broke into an occupied mansion and stole more than $13 million worth of jewelry, designer handbags, and cash. The owner wasn't home at the time. This is AP News. The use of mail-in ballots has exploded since the pandemic.
But problems matching ballot signatures to ones on file have become a consistent issue, with the potential to affect close races and disenfranchise voters. In Maui, where the number of rejected mail ballots prompted a lawsuit, voter Joshua Kamalo had to go down to the county office after receiving a letter saying they couldn't verify his signature. He says he might not have bothered except that a local council election was such a close race. In Nevada, around 9,000 mail ballots were rejected. Some state legislative seats were decided by just a few hundred votes. Voters in the Silver State have supported Question 7, an amendment that would require voter IDs and for mail-in ballots to include a driver's license or social security number. It will have to be passed again in 2026 to become part of the state constitution. David Gibbs with Nevada's Repair the Vote PAC, which authored the amendment, said he was inspired by a 2021 law in Georgia. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.